Rumafile this morning asked a question, and it goes a bit like this. A man walked into a footy club yesterday. We asked the question, has the premiership flag of an AFL football team been returned to the club after going missing for more than 25 years? The answer, we believe, is true. Tony DeBolfo is the historian of the Carlton Footy Club. Tony, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Ross. How are things?
Good. Did a man walk into the Carlton Footy Club yesterday?
It's unbelievable, isn't it? But it certainly happened, Ross, yes. And a man for the purposes of this story is known only as Macca.
Righto. And what did Macca have in his hands?
He had this massive pennant that carried the words VFL Premiers 1947 on it, and it actually included the twine or the cord that was used to unfurl the flag back in the second round of 48 when Carlton played Fitzroy at Princes Park.
Oh,
so it's quite unbelievable.
So it is the actual missing 1947 Premiership flag for Carlton. How long has it been missing, Tony?
From what we understand, Ross, it's been gone since at least 1990. Macca claims that he found the flag in a Hessian bag in a laneway off Gatehouse Street near the Royal Children's there, thought nothing of the bag, threw it in the back of his ute and took it up to his shed on a farm up at Eddington, which I believe is just northwest of Maldon. And there it sat for all those years. And he was doing a spring clean of the shed just recently and opened the bag up and looked at it, and he said it couldn't be, could it? But it certainly was, the 47 flag that was famously won 70 years ago this year.
Do you know how it came to go missing in the first place? Where was it?
Very good question, John. There's a lot of theories abounding, but Mac had said to me that the laneway in Gatehouse Street was within walking distance of Norton's Hotel, and he suspects that, you know, back in the 90s, a lot of things tended to walk out of Princes Park, and someone perhaps souvenired the flag and took it down to Norton's, and then pangs of guilt dumped it in the laneway. So I guess we have to go with that story.
Yeah, well, it's within walking distance of the Carlton Footy Club as well. I know Norton's is closer, but Princes Park's not that far from Gatehouse Street either, is it?
Very, very true, Ross. And I think you might recall that there was a period where even Premiership Cups were wandering out the main doors of the club. So I suppose in those days when security was a tad lapse, it wasn't unusual for these sorts of things to happen.
Who'd you beat in 47?
It was a famous victory, Ross. It was the one-point victory over Essendon, where Fred Stafford famously kicked a goal with seconds to go to put Carlton in front. The ball went back to the centre, was bounced, and the siren went. So that's how late in the game it was. And there's one man I know that will be happy this morning, Ross, Ken Hands, because he's actually the only surviving Carlton player of that grand final, and he's the only man standing from the bloodbath. He turned 90 last October, and he is the last of the Mohicans, so to speak.
So will it be, if it's going to be put on a flagpole at Icon Park and raised, would Ken be the man to raise it?
Geez, it'd be a nice idea, wouldn't it? He hasn't been in the best of health, admittedly, but I think we might be able to get him along. It's not a bad idea, actually.
Tony, what just a fantastic story. And I guess we say to anyone out there, 96900693, if anyone can fill in any parts of the backstory of the missing 47 Premiership flag, we'd love to hear it. And since you're the Carlton Footy Club historian, I guess you'd love to hear it too.
That'd be very, very true, Ross. I'd love to hear from anyone that might have some, you know, privileged information there.
Good on you, Tony. Nice to chat.
Thanks very much, Ross. Bye, John.
Tony DeBolfo, Carlton Footy Club historian. What a great story. And it was the Rumafile 3 years ago that brought us the story that the Melbourne Footy Club was reunited with the 1948 Premiership flag.